Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. So glad that you are here with me today. This is episode number 55, Minimalism and Intentional Living. Don't forget to check out the links in the details of this episode. And now it's time for the show. Hey there, minimalists. It is the day after Thanksgiving in the US, and oh my goodness, we've had the laziest day. Yesterday, I worked so hard cooking. It was so good. Everything was delicious. We had a really beautiful day yesterday as a family, and today, lots of naps and lazing around and leftovers, which has been yummy. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving too, if you were celebrating Thanksgiving this past week. And if not, that's okay. I hope you had a great Thursday. That works too. Also, I just want you to know how thankful I really am for all of you for listening and supporting, leaving comments, reviews. All of those things are so special to me, and I'm really thankful. But it's just really nice to have you here hanging out, and I'm not just talking to nobody through my mic. That is something that's been very, very delightfully surprising, is to have such a growing and thriving audience. So thank you for being here. For my personal update, Candace Z Minimal Me left a beautiful review. She says, love her, and gave it 5 stars. Thanks. Love you too, Candace. She is so sweet, informative, and inspirational. So many minimalist podcasts have overpowering energies that make it sometimes difficult to listen to and absorb the information. This podcast is delivered in such a kind and calm manner and is easily relatable. Thank you for sharing your light. Thank you, Candace. That's so nice. And every time I hear from someone that I'm relatable, it makes me so happy, because I had such a kind of negative experience the first go around of practicing minimalism for myself personally. I was very intimidated by magazine covers and by other voices. I didn't have a voice. I was just practicing it for myself at that point. But all of the voices that I heard were very, very strong, and I had a hard time relating. I couldn't live the way that they were living. So when I hear that I'm relatable, I think it means that I'm empowering people to figure out and practice their own kind of minimalism. And that will get us farther than anything else. Not everyone wants to be an extreme minimalist. Not everyone wants to be a light minimalist. Like, we all want to go at our own pace and learn at our own rate. And so, yeah, I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Candace. I really, really appreciate you leaving the review. We also have a new patron to the show, Catherine. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. It means so much to me. Catherine became a patron over Thanksgiving, and it just was a little something extra to be thankful for. So thank you very much. If you too would like to become a patron, for $3 a month, you can have access to the bonus content as well as the 2 bonus podcast episodes each month. Thank you again, Catherine, for becoming a patron. I really and truly do appreciate it. I also have to say thank you to all of my patrons for coming and hanging out and sticking around. It's so wonderful to have you, and I really appreciate your support of my creative work. As far as my accomplishments on my goal list have gone, this month has been so tough for getting things done. I did come prepared when I knew I was going to be caregiving a lot of November, but oh, I could have done more. I could have done a lot more to be prepared, and I did my best, and that's fine. But basically, I haven't been working on hardly any of my goals, and it's been just crazy. I'm so glad that I came with so many YouTube videos prepared. I do have 4 more videos that I launched this week, so I'm very excited about that. And it is helping me to get closer to my superpower launch 52 YouTube videos by December 31st goal. Okay, I'm just so nerdy whenever I say that, but whatever, it's okay. Y'all can have a little personal insight into my life. This has been wonderful to see the number growing. I wasn't quite sure how far I would be able to get, but I am getting so much closer to getting those 52 videos launched. I can't remember what numbers these are, but we're getting there, and I think I can do it. December is going to be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Also, I'm really looking forward to getting back home. We are actually moving the RV to a new space, and there is so much more space in the actual like RV pad, but also it's basically a campground. So there's a lot to do and lots of space to walk around in, bike around in, and all that sort of thing. So I'm really excited about getting more active and just stretching out some of these knots that are in my back, because I have not been stretching. I haven't been doing hardly anything like that. That being said, with how crazy November was, I'm really excited that I was able to get some of these YouTube videos done. You can find links to all of those by checking out the details of this podcast episode. And if you do go check out my channel, please don't forget to subscribe, because it absolutely helps the channel to grow. And you also will be notified every single time I get a video out. For my something interesting, I wanted to tell you about the Elliott Homesteads YouTube channel and one video in particular. All of their videos are really beautiful, and I just really like the channel a lot. But the video I want to tell you about is My Life is Ordinary. I think the rest of the title is something like And That's Perfect. I can't remember, but I think it's in October of 2020 this year. So if you just check that out, if you're listening in the future and you want to know what it is, I will also, of course, link that in the details of this podcast episode, so you can check that out if you'd like to by looking for that link. This particular video, though, even though I enjoy seeing her garden, which is what I'm most interested in, I love gardening. Even though I barely have a garden in my RV, I love watching gardening videos. This video in particular, though, it actually made me emotional as I watched it, and it made me feel like there were some things that I could do differently in my own life. And also, it was a great reminder of thinking about what's really important. Basically, the video shows their family kind of waking up and going about their morning, making breakfast. She keeps on going back to making breakfast and how ordinary it is. And of course, to me, her lifestyle's not ordinary to me, because that's not my lifestyle. But I think that the main message that focusing on simple things, whatever they are, even if they're different to hers, is absolutely okay. And it's a beautiful way to live, especially if you can really sink in and appreciate those simple things that happen every day and are a beautiful part of your life. Watching her video made me want to talk about intentional living. I actually used to blog about it all the time, and that was a long, long time ago, but I think it was a really important first step in where I would eventually go, which was to minimalism and simple living. Blogging about it allowed me to kind of define and describe to myself, even though I probably had a handful of readers, but it allowed me to figure out how I actually wanted to live, and it was really important. I know that not everyone wants to have a YouTube channel or a podcast or write about minimalism, but if you have a confidant that really gets why you're practicing minimalism, even if they are not a minimalist, just someone that you can talk about your dreams with, I think it's a great idea to talk to those kinds of people about what you want with minimalism. And if you don't have that, then journal about it, because I think it helps us to define in our minds what we really want and what we want our focus to be. It's hard to practice minimalism just for the sake of having fewer things. It just doesn't work. And there will come a point in most people's lives where they wonder, why am I doing this? Because just having fewer things doesn't always necessarily make us happy if we're just focused on having fewer things and having fewer things and having fewer things. I actually focus on having fewer things so that I can get more out of life. When we forget that really important role of applying minimalism to a lot of our lives, not just the possessions, sometimes we lose track of what we really want, and what each of us wants is different. So you have to figure out what you truly want as you are living intentionally. I think that writing is a great way to do that. Or just taking a walk and really thinking things through. Sometimes that helps me too. For me, blogging, writing, all of those things have really strengthened and led me to the place where I am. And so that's where I always tell people, like, go write. It helps. For me, what I learned is that minimalism is intentional living. It's peeling back and ditching the toxic or wasteful in your life, and keeping around only what's happy and fulfilling and good and positive for you. I didn't really know that in the beginning. I guess that's why I'm saying go right all the time. But it took me a long time to figure out that It wasn't just about releasing the 50 food storage lids that I didn't have a match to. Like, that wasn't just what it was about. It was about my schedule. It was about people. Who do I actually want to have in my life? And who do I need to let go of because they're not actually helping? They're kind of like poison in my life. It is so important to not forget to declutter our minds and our schedules and our budgets as we practice minimalism. Of course, without being intentional about it, you can actually get rid of things in your life and people in your life that if you just kind of tweak things a little bit, it would work and actually benefit you to keep them around. And that's where simple living, minimalism, and intentional living are beautiful when they are implemented together. I think it's really important not only to remember to declutter our minds and things like that, but also to put really positive things into our schedules. So what do you not have in your life that you would really want in your life? And to find the balance of that, you not only have to be aware of the time and space that you have to do things and figure out what to focus on, but I also think there's another important step, and that would be to look at the long term of different projects or people or activities that you want to introduce into your life. I personally can throw myself like 150% into something, and even if it's for a great cause, I can get lost in it because sometimes I just give one thing too much attention and there's no balance in what I'm doing anymore. I also used to feel the need to finish every single thing that I threw myself into, but I got so burnt out doing that and so many things would fall apart and it just never worked for me. And now I try to look into the future and see if it's really benefiting my life and if it's a positive impact activity or person that's in my life or not. And if it's not, I just get rid of it. I ditch it. I don't worry about it anymore. And I refuse to feel guilty about it. I used to feel so guilty and like I was failing at life if I didn't finish everything. And I think that's why I was so determined to finish everything. But the silly thing is that I was failing at so many things because I wasn't balancing myself out and I wasn't being realistic about how much time I had, and I was throwing myself in 150% to one thing when I really only had maybe 20% of my free time to give to that thing. When we are living intentionally, it's so much easier to see that what we are doing either has value and positive impact in our life, or it's actually destructive and wasting a lot of our time. So keeping that mindset really carefully in place and taking a look every once in a while at what we're doing, I feel is very important and will help us to have better lives. Something that I noticed can get in the way of intentional living is the hustle. We all hustle in different ways. We all are hustling to try to get ahead or trying to stay floating or trying to get up from the very pit in which we find ourselves. There's always some kind of a hustle going on, and it's different for each of us. It's absolutely different for every single one of us. And we probably have experienced various types of hustles in our life, which I have, I'm assuming it. Most of us have. Sometimes when we really start hustling, we start going 150% like I was talking about earlier. The irony is that a lot of times people hustle and are trying to work so hard so that you can have a better life or a more simple life or really live intentionally. And the interesting thing is that while we do have to usually kind of sprint sometimes in order to get where we need to go and make a little progress, we also can lose sight of what we actually wanted in the first place. I want to continue doing all of the things that I do for How to Be a Minimalist and my fictional books. But I also know that I want in my daily life to kind of make sure that I'm not hustling so much that I'm not living intentionally and that I'm not enjoying those beautiful moments with my family. I want them to know that they are the focus, and I feel like I've done a good job of that so far, but I don't want to lose sight of it. And where I'm seeing progress and growth, it's kind of like, oh, I could make this go faster if I put out maybe two podcast episodes a week, or I should do more videos, or I should do this or do that, or I should do 100 videos next year. I don't know what I'm actually going to end up doing. I absolutely love goals. I am going to set goals for 2021, but one of my goals is also to be able to find balance. And I might put out 100 YouTube videos next year, but if I do that, then I'm going to make sure that I let go of the things that are going to be too much on my plate, because there's really only so much space on a plate. It's so easy to get going so quickly and to lose sight of what you really want. What I really want is a beautiful life with my family and personal growth and development. I know I can balance those two things. I just have to be intentional about it and not let the temptation of, ooh, if I push really, really, really hard, then I can get here probably. Like, I don't want that to rule my life. I want to practice simple living and intentional living right now as I am hustling basically and trying to push my How to Be Minimalist and Fictional Brands forward. I want to do it at a good pace that is good for my family and good for me, so that I don't get stressed out and so that I continue to have something to give to you each week. I've felt the same as I have homeschooled. I have felt very similar many times, like, oh, I could really burn out if I push too hard. And the thing is, it loses its positive impact as we push too hard a lot of times. So I know for me, there have been many aspects of my life where I've had to kind of take stock and say, this is not working, or this is working great, and this is something that I can continue doing for a long time. So hustling is good and even important, but we have to make sure that it's in balance with simple living and rest periods, and the things that we need and care for most are kept in sight. I would say that another roadblock of intentional living would be fear. It can make us lose sight of what we really want so quickly. It's actually kind of scary how much fear can impact our minds and our hearts and drive us away from the things that we should actually truly be doing. I know that my fear of people judging me has, in the past, impacted me a lot, and now it still does. I guess it's something that I'm aware of, but it does not have as much impact as it used to. I used to be concerned that people would think that it was strange that I lived in an RV, and now I really don't care. It was pretty hard when we first moved into the RV. Even though we had thought about it for years and we had a plan, we knew all the things that we were going to do, which we did end up doing. I had some people that really were not supportive of it at all. I had some gals that seriously tried to corner me and question me, and it was really strange because I could think of things in their lives that I could have done the same thing to them too, but I didn't want to do that because it's their life. They can do whatever they want. But it was so interesting that people had such strong opinions. I know that that's just people trying to imagine themselves doing what I was doing and just being, you know, completely flabbergasted by it and unable to conceive of the idea of living in an RV. And that's totally fine. But sometimes when we don't remember that other people just can't imagine themselves doing it, we allow fear to grow and build within us. And if it's a wholesome, positive impact thing in your life, it's worth it. We have to set the fear aside and question in a very reasonable way what we are doing. And if we know it's a good thing and that it's going to be beneficial, if we've thought it through, it's a calculated risk, you know, it's okay. Like, I feel like those are the moments when we really have to take stock and question ourselves. And if it's right or if it's wrong, we just shouldn't make that decision based on fear. It should be made because we know it's what is ultimately best for ourselves. Intentional living is really difficult sometimes. I often say no to things because I know that it will not be what is best for my family. And sometimes that makes people raise their eyebrows at me. I know it, but ultimately it's my life and I have to make sure that what I'm doing is the best of my ability, of course, what is best for me, or at least what I think is best for me. And Again, not make those decisions out of fear or based on what I think other people will think of me. I have to do it because I know what is ultimately best for myself. Also, I really appreciate having those peaceful feelings inside. I'm glad that I had pretty good insight about those people that seriously questioned and were pretty rude about things because, you know, I didn't lash out or anything. I explained, what good does that do? It just creates more anger and tension and something else to have that like upset, fearful feeling inside about if I would have gotten all angry and feisty. So it ended up working out best to just do what I knew was right. And that was to not be concerned about what they thought, but just to work with my husband and my children on our goal and to not allow that fear to settle in when it came to living in the RV. I've had the same experience with homeschooling. I have had the same experience with plant-based eating. There have been so many interesting times when people really seemed to take a lot of interest in what I was doing when it was really none of their business. And so obviously something that we have to figure out, but again, just not letting fear be a roadblock to intentional living has been a major, major part of this minimalistic life that I am trying to live. I would also say that that fear of missing out is a huge factor, and when we know how we want to live intentionally, sometimes seeing all those little shiny objects, as people like to say, it's hard to say no to those things and to say, well, I know that's not what's best for me. I'm going to go ahead and move on and let that one go. It's difficult, but really, really important. For my minimalist challenge for you today, I want you to try doing something really quiet once a week or even once a month. Just make it a moment that you can kind of set aside for yourself where you can evaluate whether you are living intentionally or not. Maybe you go on a walk, maybe you journal. I have to throw the writing out there. Maybe you just sit and are quiet. Just do a quiet activity where you can really think about and evaluate your intentional life that you are trying to live. I so appreciate you being here. I hope that today's episode is helpful to you, and I will see you next time. Until then, remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.